noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
CITR 101.9, Vancouver.
Thanks for listening.
The world is an oyster, locked in a shell. You like the taste of it, can't take the smell. Save my life. The day is done, but I don't think I got it right. I don't wanna kiss right now. You're probably just what I need. I can't stand your mouth. The world is an oyster, locked in a shell. T's and cross my eyes, pretend that I can write. I haven't got a nice thing to say about anyone except the one who caught me staring, so I just walked away. No one likes to give themselves over to an empty bed. If you're gonna sleep like that, then you might as well be dead. But you still want all the covers and all hair tickling your face. You're so proud of your physique, but you still want your cake. Locked in a shell. You like the taste of it, can't take the smell. The world is an oyster, locked in a shell.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name is Marielle. I'll be your host for the next hour or so. I start off today's show with some Jawbreaker off of their album Dear You. That song is called Oyster. Not much going on today. Not much going on every week I do a show because I don't do a lot. I will tell you that right now. I work, I go home. I go to shows every now and then. I don't even think I've been to any shows since last week. Don't think it was happening. Anyways, I hope you guys are having a great week. I had a couple of people ask me why I didn't do a St. Patrick's Day show last week, and it's because I completely forgot. And it's also, it's not something that I would have remembered if I wasn't so busy anyways. Like, I'm not a huge St. Patrick's Day fan. I just don't get it. Well, I do get it. I understand it, but I don't know. I went to the Celtic Fest because I was already downtown. I like ate cotton candy at the Celtic Fest. Watched the parade for a bit. Checked out the kilt booth. I don't know. I'm not Irish. I don't know anyone that's Irish. I maybe know like one person. I think she's Irish. Maybe. I don't even know. And I don't drink, so I don't go out and like get wasted on St. Patrick's Day like a lot of people do. So I don't know. It's just not a big thing for me. But for all those naysayers, for all those people that complain that I didn't do a St. Patrick's Day show, I will play like Flogging Molly. I'll play one Flogging Molly song just to, I don't know, compensate for a holiday that I don't really care for too much. Sure, why not? That works anyways. If you guys wanted to call in, place a request, you can do so at 604-822-2487. That's 822-CITR. And you can also check out my playlist online every week at www.weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And you can download podcasts for this show and many other shows on this wonderful station through our website, which is www.citr.ca. And there's a little button left-hand side that said podcasts. Click on that. And they're set. And you can even subscribe to them through iTunes, which I can't quite figure out yet. I don't know why, but I can't figure out how to subscribe to my own podcast. So maybe if you can figure it out, let me know. Let's start off with some Flogging Molly, and I have some exciting new songs to play for you by some bands I like a lot. Anyways, this is Flogging Molly on We All Fall Down. We'll be right back.
be alone than be with you. Cause the hole in my chest, well, I can see right through the lies that you're telling. I think I will be selling, cause I'm not buying it. I'm black and blue, and all because of you. And the holes in my heart are pumping you, so I'll start. You're never quite gone, you're never quite gone. So the beating goes on. Introduce you to all my friends, then you take them home. I call you up, but you'd already be on the phone. We go out together, but I can't hold on though. So the beating goes.
Imagine a children's hospital network that boldly goes where none have gone before, and that's Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals combine state-of-the-art research and teaching programs with world-class orthopedic burn, spinal cord injury, and cleft lip and palate medical care. At Shriners, tomorrow's medical care is here today. Call 1-800-361-7256 for more information. Shriners, having fun and helping kids.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is Marielle. That was a PSA by William Shatner. I almost played a PSA on organ transplant and donations and changed my mind at the last minute to play a William Shatner one. And I actually, when I initially read the title for the organ donation one, I thought I saw the organ, and I automatically thought the Oregon Trail. So that's why I chose in the first place. I was like, oh my god, there's something about the Oregon Trail. Remember that game? Do you remember how rad it was? And not like the new one, but like the original one, the old one with the pixelated man and your little like pixelated wagon with the pixelated bison or the ox or whatever. Yeah, it was pretty rad and I kind of want to play it now. But I've been playing a lot of a game called Super Smash Bros. Brawl for the Nintendo Wii. And it's so fun. I never thought I'd get back into it because it came out like 10 years ago originally for Nintendo 64 and then came out for GameCube and then recently just came out for Nintendo Wii. And I, you know, I used to be really into it, but I kind of, I don't know, lost interest in it a couple years after the original one. So, I don't know, I just didn't think I'd have too much fun with it. But I proved myself wrong, because you can play online with a whole bunch of your other friends, and so I don't even have to leave the house if I want to play with my friends. Isn't that great? I think that's rad. Anyways, if you like video games, just like me, perhaps you'd be interested in going to something called Galaxian. Is that how you say it? I don't even know. Galaxian 6. I think they have 6, maybe? Maybe they're on 6 right now. It's a night happening at Club 23 West, and that's on 23 West Cordova tonight. And what goes on is they have a whole bunch of DJs come in to play 80s punk, glam, new wave, other stuff like that. And they also deck out the place with vintage arcade machines, and they hook up Atari systems to all of the televisions in the club. And they're all free to play. You just go there. It's like free cover before like 10 or 11. You go there. Cheap drinks, 80s music, and free video games. I went last time, and it was rad and a good time. Perhaps I will go again today. Maybe you would be interested in going tonight. Anyways, just thought I'd tell you about that. What did I play before William Shatner? played The Transmitters off of their self-titled full-length album. That song is called Beating Up My Heart. Before The Transmitters, I played The Hostage Life off of the White Jesus EP. The song was called White Jesus. And before that, I played Paint It Black off the new album called New Lexicon. That song's called White Kids Dying of Hunger. Lots of white. I didn't realize that. Sorry. And I started off that set with Flogging Molly off of their album Drunken Lullabies. That was the title track. That was my very small celebration. St. Patrick's Day. Yay. Like I said a while ago, I have some new music to share with you guys today. I'm really excited about this. About all the new music that I have for you. I'm going to play some brand new Cancer Bats for you guys. I've been playing that 7-inch that I picked up at their show last month or so, but they have a new song out. It's called Hail Destroyer, and the new album, which I believe is also called Hail Destroyer, is coming out April 22nd. So if you're interested, keep your eye out for that. I'm so stoked on the Cancer Bats. I'm also kind of sick, but I've seen them maybe like 4 or 5 times live, and usually I don't like going to all ages shows, just the vibe, not so great. If I was 14, I'd still be really excited, but usually I don't like going to all ages shows, but every time I've seen the Cancer Bats, it's been an all ages show, and I can tell you that, I don't know, that weird all-ages vibe they usually get, don't get it when I see the Cancer Bats, just because they're so rad. Okay. This is some brand new Cancer Bats, a song called Hail Destroyer on We All Fall Down. I'm done.
did this to myself. The summer air burning in my lungs. One more glass till I come undone. Let's stop this rising sun. Bright lies can see. They always shine right through me. Living me, you don't mess up. I'm not playing short of me. Taking us to the end, end. That summer shakes us. It puts me in that to myself. Stop trapped in memories. The tragic tale of you and me.
Really gotta get a hold of my life.
All right, that was Fake Shark, Real Zombie off of their album Zebra Zebra. That song was called Crystal Compass. They just came back from across Canada tour, and they actually, on one of their dates, I think in Alberta, Saskatchewan, or Manitoba, one of those three provinces, they played a show with the Cancer Bats, so must be nice. Lucky them. Before that, I played Comeback Kid off of their album Wake the Dead. The song was called... oh, I'm dying. No, it's called Partners in Crime. And I started off that set with some brand new Cancer Bats off of their album Hail Destroyer. That was the title track. That album is coming out April 22nd. Another album coming out in April, on April 1st. The Sword is coming out with a brand new album, Gods of the Earth. And I just realized that the Cancer Bats new album is coming out the same day that Sword is playing in Seattle. So what an awesome day that will be. Anyways, Sword, new album, Gods of the Earth. I have it right here. I'm really excited, and I don't want to like come off as some kind of like nerd, or I don't know. I don't want to play favorites here, but I'm really, really stoked. So I'm going to play some brand new Sword for you guys. And if I had it my way, I'd play the whole album for you. That way I wouldn't really have to like, you know, think about what I wanted to play. I just have one album to play, and I just pop it in the CD player, play it for an hour. But I'm not. I'll just play one song, maybe two. We'll see how it goes. Brand new album on Kamado Records called Gods of the Earth. This is a song called Fire Lances of the Ancient Hyper Zephyrians. I wish I had read that out beforehand so that I didn't sound like such an idiot, but this is some brand new Sword on We All Fall Down.
machines in which you've been caught in them. The kids were hanging out all around. Then we went down to Coney Island on the coast and around again. And nothing can ever tear us apart, cause she's my sweetheart. Oh yeah. Oh oh, I love her so. Oh oh, I love her so. I'm gonna make her mine, and everything's gonna be real fine. I met her at the Burger King, fell her by the soda machine. So we took the garden down, we keep hanging out all around. Then we went down to Coney Island, on the coast and around again. And no one's gonna ever tear us apart, for she's my sweetheart, alright. Oh yeah. Oh oh, I love her so. 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 Oh oh, I love her so.
You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. My name's Marielle. Played a whole bunch of music there for you, and haven't told you about a lot of them, so I will do so right now. I just played the Ramones, and I'm still currently playing the Ramones off of their album Leave Home, which I believe is my favorite Ramones album. Yeah, I think I can say that. The song was called Oh Oh, I Love Her So. Before that was the Buzzcocks off of their live album, appropriately titled 30, because I believe there are 30 tracks on it, maybe. I don't know, close enough. Song was called What Do I Get? Before that was Spread Eagle off of their newest album, Magnus Bestia. Song was called Kiss the Kings. Before that was some brand new Sword off of their album Gods of the Earth, coming out April 1st. Song was called Fire Lance of the Ancient Hyper Zephyrians. I think I'm saying that right. And actually, yeah, that's what I started off the set with. Just felt kind of long. Anyways, you can check out my playlist online every week. I do update that little website I keep at weallfalldowncitr.blogspot.com. And podcast for this show and the majority of other shows here on CITR can be found through our website, which is www.citr.ca. So, how about some concert listings, or show listings, if you will, that maybe, I hope, you'd be interested in. I already told you about Galaxian, which is that 80s night with 80s DJs and vintage arcade machines, happening at Club 23 West. That's happening tonight. Yes, it is. And I believe there are prizes if you dress up in, like, 80s wear. Which could be fun. Which could be fun, guys. What else is going on? The Red Sparrows are coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Russian Circles, I do believe. March 21st at Richards on Richards. Next week, Minus the Bear and Sylvia playing show. March 24th at Richards on Richards. The next weekend, we have the first annual Bro Show featuring Broadway Calls and Living with Lions and a couple other bands I don't remember. That's happening March 29th at the Media Club. Should be a good show. What else is going on? In April, Black Mountain are playing a show with Lady Hawk April 5th at the Commodore Ballroom. And if you missed that show, Black Mountain are playing another show again the next night, April 6th, here at UBC in the Student Union Building Ballroom, which is upstairs. Also happening that night is the Black Keys show with Jay Retard, April 6th at the Commodore Ballroom. But I believe that show is sold out. So if you snooze, you lose, guys. What else? Chiodos is playing with Protest the Hero and the Fall of Troy April 11th at the Croatian Cultural Center, which means it's an all-ages show. Just announced, the Taste of Chaos tour is coming to Vancouver, featuring Atreyu, Avenged Sevenfold, Bless the Fall, and other bands like that. April 17th at the Peony Forum, definitely an all-ages show. As I Lay Dying is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with August Burns Red and Misery Signals April 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. There's a listing here that says American Steel is playing a show May 9th at the Commodore. But if that's the NoFX show, it's definitely sold out, because that show sold out way before I even found out about it. I don't know how it happened. Sold out right away. Yet it didn't really sell out in all the other cities right away. There might still be tickets available for the Seattle show. I'm confused too. The Kills are coming to Vancouver. They're playing May 14th at Richards on Richards. Gigantour is passing through Vancouver, featuring Children of Bodom, Megadeth, High on Fire, In Flames, and Job for a Cowboy. That is May 16th at the P&E Pacific Coliseum. Another show just announced, Coheed and Cambria is coming back to Vancouver. They're playing with Baroness May 21st at the Commodore Ballroom. The Cure is coming. They're playing with 65 Days of Static May 26th at GM Plays. And let's see what else was announced. Killswitch Engage is coming to Vancouver. They're playing with Poison the Well and The End, who are rad. And Throwdown. Playing with Throwdown May 29th at the Croatian Cultural Center. Little known fact, you can get Throwdown booty shorts. Just saying. Just throwing that out there. That should be more than enough to keep you guys satisfied for now. But if you are interested in more show listings, if you go to my playlist page, I do have links to different concert listings and such if you wish to do your own research. What else? How about we get to some music for you guys right now? I just have maybe over 10 minutes left. Robin, who does the Ink Stud show, is not coming in to do a show today, but the show is pre-recorded, but a little bit short, so I will be running a bit overtime. So I have maybe about 10 more minutes to play some rockin' jams just for you guys. Pumping up the jams? Something like that? I don't really know. But how about we play some Death Clock? Death Clock, of course, being the kind of fictional, kind of real band from the Adult Swim show Metalocalypse. Really rad. I really enjoy the show. Check it out if you guys like metal or just like a good laugh. This is some Death Clock with a song called Briefcase Full of Guts, and the song is exactly what it sounds like it's about. On We All Fall Down.
broccoli, varsity fries. You love to eat just like me. I can't eat more than I can see. Let's go get a liter of ice cream. Then we'll go out and eat some candy. So let's get fat together. You bring the chocolate, I'll bring the peanut butter. Let's get fat together. Let's get fat. Eat some nachos and some ribs. Say no to vegetables, just like a dip. I want to get fat, I don't want to be thin. I want the stretch marks to come through my skin. So let's get fat together. You bring the chocolate, I'll bring the peanut butter. Let's get fat together. Let's get fat. Let's get fat. Let's get fat. Let's get fat, so fucking fat. I want to get fat. You want to get fat. Let's get fat, so fucking fat.
I want to be fat.
Together.
Fucking fat. Fuck off.
No.
right. You guys are listening to 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver. This is We All Fall Down. I'm your host, Marielle. Thanks for listening, guys. That almost just about kind of maybe wraps up our show this week. I just played Me First and the Gimme Gimmes off of their album, Have a Ball. That song was called Leaving on a Jet Plane, if you didn't already know it. Before that was The Trigger Effect off of their album Dare to Ride, the Heliocraft. That song was called Dropping Acid into the Eyes of Your Enemies. Before that, Mr. Plow off of his newest Apocalypse Plow. That song was called Let's Get Fat Together. And I started off that set with Death Clock off of the Death album. That song was called Briefcase Full of Guts. You can check out my playlist online every week at We All Fall Down, CITR.blogspot.com playlist, CITR.ca, General Awesomeness, YouTube.com. Coming up next, we have The Inkstead Show. Robin is not able to be here this week, but his show is here in CD form. So it's pre-recorded, and I'll be playing that for you in just a second. And then later on at 3 o'clock, we have Brendan coming in to do Crimes and Treasons, and then lots of other random rad shows. Not random. Oh my god. But it'll be a good time. So stay tuned to CITR all day, every day, every single day. For a good time, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and for calling in and just being awesome. I'll be back next Thursday. I'm gonna leave you off now with The Hives off of their album, the Black and White album. This is a song called Won't Be Long on We All Fall Down. See you next Thursday.
Be long. You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.